Interview with God, Part 2. On Wednesday, I published the segment of my interview with God dealing with one of his lesser creations, me. Since today is Sunday, I'd like to publish the more glorious segment of the interview, the part where he explains things including the blogis. "She wasn't born that way, you know," says God. "What way?" "Well, you know, funny."
"You mean it's not raw talent?"
"Well," said God, "talent has a lot to do with it. I mean that she's funny because she listens."
"To what, Letterman?"
"No, fool, to herself. She knows how she sounds to other people. If you want to be successful as a writer, you must understand how you sound to other people."
"I don't know, Lord. Doesn't make sense coming from you."
"Oh?"
"Well, take your book, for example. It sounds meaner than Hitler on meth, but you're a pretty nice guy."
"Two things," he said. "First, I wrote that during a much more ruthless time in human history. People were literally gouging out each other's eyes and raping each other's oxen. Second, that book needs a serious rewrite."
"Anytime soon?" God shrugged, lit a cigarette, and closed his eyes, drawing the smoke in deep. He loves his tobacco, obviously.
I understood. "This is getting too serious," he said. "Let me draw you a picture of the blogis."
He poised the tip of his Marlboro and drew this picture in thin air. Then he blew smoke at it. The image floated toward me and printed itself on my notepad. It's a picture of the blogis in a seated position. Her backside is toward the viewer, and she is in a twist, showing her torso and face to the viewer. Her right arm is up under her hair, and her left arm is around her waist and holding a rose across her hip. The breasts are covered up with sunflowers. God didn't put the sunflowers in, I did. I was going to cover her little butt crack, but it was too damn cute. Face doesn't look much like her, but I decided not to say anything.
"That's real nice, Lord," I said. "Thank you," he replied graciously.
I decided to make a risky joke. "Nice graven image," I said, winking.
"Oh, her," he said, chuckling and blowing smoke. "She's a goddess, all right, but only a minor one. I don't really mind graven images all that much, not even to demigods. But I had to make the second commandment because the Israelites took graven images way too far. Wasn't really their fault. They had been living in Egypt so long, and being very good, I must say. But as soon as they were free and out roaming the desert, they were as crazy as eighth graders in June. That's what brought about the whole Ten Commandments in the first place."
"How many are going to be in the rewrite?" I said.
"Don't know. I'm thinking maybe of a commandment newsletter," he said. "I really ought to stay more in touch."
I had to jump on that. "Hey, I could help with that," I said. "A commandment newsletter. Interesting."
"Yeah," said God. "It's sort of come to that. I've been wanting to get into this whole weather thing that people have cooked up."
"Weather thing?"
"Yeah," he said. "You know, these Charlie Browns who say that people are making the world hotter. Sometimes I want to throw in my 2 cents on that one."
"Anything else?"
"Yes, this idea that divorce is caused by people who can't get married. I had Jesus working on the divorce thing a long time ago, but I don't think he got very far with it."
Suddenly I had a blinding flash of insight. "You know, Lord, I'm thinking maybe you should start a blog."
"A blog?" he said. "What's that?"
"Ah," I said, "I'll be happy to show you."